Okay, women and heart attack. The number one presenting is, well, let's talk about MIs in general. What's the number one presenting symptom of heart attack in general?
Chest pain.
Now, what else will the person also have typically? Okay, possibly referred pain down the arm, but let's get away from pain now. What other symptoms might a person have?
Sweating.
Diaphoresis. What else? Shortness of breath. And one more. The opposite, pallor. So the classic signs and symptoms of a heart attack are chest pain, shortness of breath, diaphoresis, and pallor. Now, why do they have pallor and why do they have diaphoresis?
Because the blood is going to the vitals.
Okay, and why is blood going to the vitals? The visceral organs. Because they're vitally needed. Now, in a heart attack, what has happened to the heart muscle? It's been damaged. Now, does that damaged muscle function better or worse?
Worse.
So what happens to cardiac output? It goes down. How does your body respond to that? Okay, it says, hey, send us more, stupid heart. Why are you failing on us now? How does it send that message? Sympathetic response. So your body responds to a heart attack by telling your heart to pump harder, and it does that through the sympathetic response. So the sympathetic response, among other things, is going to cause vasoconstriction. So a person will turn pale. In the case of a person of color, they may look gray. And the other thing that's going to happen is they're going to begin sweating. They may also feel irritable, have a headache, and feel shaky. And that's also part of the epinephrine. But the classic signs are going to be chest pain, shortness of breath, diaphoresis, and pallor. Now, we'll talk about what that whole sympathetic thing does to the body when we get to heart attacks and patho. But those are the four classic signs. Now, in women, the number one presenting sign, or symptom in this case, is shortness of breath. A lot of times, that will be the only presenting symptom. Now, why is that important? What's the number one cause of shortness of breath? Okay, well, exertion. Non-physiological. Sagan? Lack of oxygen? Okay, possibly. What did we say earlier today? What's the major cause of respiratory alkalosis?
Hyperventilation.
What's the cause of hyperventilation? Anxiety. Now, who has the reputation of being prone to anxiety attacks?
Women.
So now, a woman comes in to the ER. Her only symptom is she feels short of breath. If the physician is not in a good mood or the nurse isn't on her game that day, and they says, you know, it's probably just anxiety, go home, here's some Valium, and they miss the heart attack, chances are very good that woman will go home and die. So it's extremely important that we recognize that the number one presenting symptom of heart attack in women is shortness of breath, and sometimes it's the only symptom they'll have. Same thing for men, but not as common. But
what do you do if a woman does come into the ER
with
shortness of breath?
We'll talk about how you see if it's a heart attack in a minute.
Is there a window where, you know, you start the pain, you actually have a heart attack, where you have a time to drive to the ER?
Okay. All right. That's a complicated question. We'll talk about that when we do the pathopharm next semester. But basically, the moment a person starts having a heart attack, damage is being done to their heart. Depending on the size and the artery location that's being damaged, more or less of the heart will be damaged. Some heart attacks happen in arteries that are so big that the person almost dies instantly and there's nothing you can do about it. But most people will survive a heart attack, a lot of times on their own, but especially with modern treatment. But you want to try and treat that person within the first 2 hours, and really within the first 30 minutes is even better. The earlier you can treat them, the fewer complications they'll have and the less their risk of dying. I don't know if that answered your question or not. Say again? A heart attack can last for several hours, possibly days, depending. It all depends on the disease process underlying. And it's all based on clots. So when we get to clots, we haven't done clots yet, so we really can't do heart attacks truly yet. Do you have a question, Claudia?
For like people that, you know, you hear everyone in the news, they just collapse and die. Do they have
like Tim Russert? Okay, that's a very good question. A lot of times when someone has a heart attack, when you go back and they've done studies, they go back and they ask them, well, how did you feel a couple days beforehand? And what they'll find is a lot of times they just don't feel good. They feel run down. They feel like they've got a virus. They're like, I just don't have any energy. We call that a prodromal syndrome. The problem is we don't associate it with a heart attack. We associate it with, oh, I must have the flu. I must just be tired. I must need some more iron. I must be low on my calcium, or I must have need some more potassium. I didn't get enough sleep. We don't associate it with, I'm going to have a heart attack in a day or two. And that's the problem, is, you know, we have a hard time identifying that right now. But, you know, a lot of people do have that prodromal period. So, you know, the cause of a heart attack is the breaking of a blood clot. And a lot of times, a day or two beforehand, it's preceded by, you know, it's beginning to break, and that's causing inflammatory processes in the body, which cause that person to feel bad. But any other questions about the heart attack? All right, so number one presenting symptom in women, more than half of women present with shortness of breath as their primary symptom.